This is the Rangers podcast, the only place for official Rangers content.
Well, Rangers will now go back to Hampden to contest the Scottish Cup final late in May after seeing off Hearts 2-0 at the National Stadium in the semi-final tie. Big, bold decisions by manager Philippe Clement before the game. It saw Leon Balogun come in to replace Conor Golson at the heart of the defence, and Cyril Dessers restored to the striking berth at the top of the pitch. Four changes from the manager, Kevin. Some people say you have to be bold into big games. Today the manager was assertive.
Yeah, 100%, and I think rightly so. I think he was looking for a reaction. He's now laid it on to all the players that they know where they stand. There'll be nobody taking anything for granted. I don't think you can at a place like this. I think there has to be an edge, there has to be a fear factor that you're not playing in the team, so that you know that you're only as good as your last game. You need to be at it every day. And he'll know where he stands with players now, and players will know where they stand with him. So, and listen, it would be easy for us in hindsight if it never worked, but it did work, because I thought the stroke he put in Liam Balogun in certainly helped the back four. I thought the big man was terrific. I think he gives the team real good recovery pace. He allows the team to play higher up the pitch. And then I don't think you can argue with the man that changed the game, really, in Dessers. Yeah, he probably could have had maybe a couple of others off better first touches, but he was a big difference in the game. You know, two brilliant finishes with his left side, albeit second chance for the second one, but managed to put the ball in the back of the net.
It's now 130 club goals for Cyril Dessers, 19 of which has come since he's joined Rangers. He's had his critics, but he is the coolest guy with the target in sight, and sometimes perhaps overplays it a wee bit.
Possibly, and I think the chances that he gets, I think sometimes just that tightening up on his first touch and his body position when he receives it, I always think the better your first touch, the easier the second one, and he probably takes himself out of good people's passes and great positions that he finds himself in, just maybe not being able to execute that shot with his first touch. But he just shows you he never stops, he harries defenders. Listen, if we were all perfect, it'd be a wonderful world, wouldn't it? But they're not, and there's always wee bits that you can improve on, and I think his goal return's been good. I think he's been the difference today, albeit I think there was better individual performances in Cantwell and Balogun that kind of stole the show, but to come up trumps with two left-footed shots, I think both almost through Craig Gordon's legs, is a difference, and that's managed to get the team into the cup final.
As a player's player, back in the side today after missing the last couple of matches, Mo Diamondi showed why the manager has confidence and faith in him.
Yeah, I think he's a terrific football player. I think he's got bags of energy. I think he can lend the ball, he can play forward, he can get himself up onto the edge of the box, and he can create a wee bit of a difference as well. You know, I don't think there's always an onus on Todd Cantwell when you've got Diamondi. I think John Lundstrom is totally different, and he's the one that always sits behind the play and breaks things up and always the guy that can give and go. But I think Diamondi could be anything, Tom, to be honest. I think he's got bundles of energy, a bit like Dujon Sterling. I think they're two great finds, and I think they're both big, big talents.
Well, Rangers have booked their place in the Scottish Cup final, scheduled for the 26th of May. Let's get a reaction from the manager, Philippe Clement.
Philippe, a strong performance from your team today. They're now in the Scottish Cup final. You must be very pleased.
Yeah, of course. And it's also my job to see the things that we can do better. And there were still a few, but it's a step forward again. We were more brave on the ball, better on the ball, more movement without ball also than in the last two games, and out of that we won the game. We were also more tough in the duels, in a better structure and organization, what we talked about this week also. So we see the normal phase of the team. It was not yet our best game, but it's normal because we have players coming back out of injury. We need to make changes every time, every 3 days when we have so many games. So they need to get their rhythm back. But it's very pleasing to see the guys who started, the guys who came on also, to have this energy. Only at the end of the game we should have kept the ball in a better way, or to kill off the game. Was too much losing balls without a chance and then getting counter-attacks, so that we need to avoid in the future.
How pleased were you with the start of the match? And obviously Abdil Sima then came off, of course, which had an impact.
Yeah, of course. But that's the other positive thing. Russ came in really well. So he was kicked off a while ago. He struggled a long time with his injury. Because of that, was he not ready to play. But you see the young Russ again with all his energy and his quality on the ball also. And he played for me a really good game. It's of course a pity to miss Abda in the game, so we hope we can recover him this week. We're going to make assessment about that this week.
Leon Balogun of course came into the back line. How pleased were you with his performance?
I think he was massive today. He played a really good game in the coaching, in the duels, in his hunger and desire. So I know I have four really good center backs. They showed this season. They all played. I think we're still the best defense of a world long time. So that's the thing for the next couple of weeks, doing it as a team performance all together and taking the points and going fully in this chase for the title.
And from an attacking perspective today, Todd Cantwell, two assists today, and of course Serial Dest was delighted for him to get two goals.
Yeah, of course, and Todd is taking steps month by month. And Serial is scoring his goals, is becoming also stronger. I think these 6 months that he's now playing here is the best 6 months that he had in his career until now. So we're going to work hard with him also to make him better and better. And I see more and more the things I want to see from a striker.
Yeah, and now you have the Scottish Cup final to look forward to. 22 years since the last Old Firm Scottish Cup final. So something, a nice way to end the season.
Yeah, for sure. And looking forward to that. We have some good memories in Hampden for the moment. So we want to take that one also. Our hunger for trophies is so big, with the staff, with the players, with the fans, with the board, with everybody. So we're going to push really hard next couple of weeks to get as many trophies as possible.
And just finally, what can your team take from this game today as they go into this very important latter stage of the season?
That they are much better than what they showed against Ross County and Dundee. What we knew, but you need to prove it. They did today, and it's now building this consistency again for the end of the season in all these decisive games against all good teams.
Philip, congratulations, another Hampden final to look forward to.
Yeah, and everybody's really excited about that. Huh? I hear now that it's 22 years ago that it was a Scottish Cup final with the Old Firm, so I think it will be a big rush for tickets and for people who want to do a lot to be at that game.
After a tough week, how pleasing is it for you?
Of course, it's pleasing is maybe not a good word. It's what I expected, it's what I demanded, it's what I wanted, it's what I knew I would get of the team also. So I was totally not pleased about Ross County, about the game, where we lost our structure, where we lost our normal football. Against Dundee, we were too much in a rush to score the goal, and we lost some overview, and today we found the right balance again. What we've been doing for a lot of months, but yeah, it's been challenging last couple of months with all the injuries and players in and out in that way, and lacking rhythm also, coming out of injuries. So today again, if you see the bench, it's stronger again. So that's going to be important. The next couple of weeks, we will have one game a week. We were, before this Cup semi-final, the only team who played during the week. It makes a difference because you need to look at that. If you have three games in 7-8 days and you have players coming out of injury, you cannot let them play all the minutes. So it's been a puzzle around that. And now in this last part of the season, it's going to be a really challenge in the squad with players coming back, that the quality rises in the training and that the quality rises in the game also, because you have a strong bench.
Do you feel a result like that can do a lot for the players' confidence?
No, it doesn't work that way. If the confidence is not there, you cannot play like that. So the confidence stay there. The players took the results on the chin. We all took. We were disappointed about that. We took the right conclusions and we did better things with and without the ball today than against Dundee and for sure than against Ross County. And like this, we're back where we want to be.
Philippe, scoring early today seemed to settle the players down, whereas in the last couple of games, you've, if not conceded goals, you've conceded early chances to the opposition, where today pretty much dominated to early on.
Yeah, that's a little bit story of the chicken and the egg. Eh? What was first? So, no, they started with the right mentality. They wanted to score fast. We put a lot of attention to that, but I did that the same way in Ross County. And we did it. And we showed more composure on the ball. Also, having players back like Diamandé helps a lot. He got injured against Celtic, and we missed him. Also with other players coming back out of injury and missing that rhythm, that
played okay games, but not at their best level yet. So you need to take all these things in account and not throwing everything in the garbage. You need to look also at the circumstances, and that's what we did, and that's what the players did, and that's why they had confidence also in what we're going to do today against a really good team, because all the credit's also to Hearts, who are playing a really good season, who have taken a lot of points, who are deserve to be in third position. So playing that way against the third best team in the league, that's a very important thing for the next couple of weeks.
You had to replace Abdallah Sima early on. How is he?
I don't know yet, so we will make that assessment tomorrow or the day after. So I hope it's not too bad, but the doc didn't speak with me about that, and I know out of experience you cannot make this assessment now, so it will be tomorrow or the day after.
And finally for me then, Cyril Desser's a player who maybe went into the game lacking confidence. I know you didn't start him on Wednesday night, and he'd missed an awful lot of opportunities. What will these two goals today do for him, do you feel?
No, people see these things totally wrong. And that's what I try to explain, but I know it's difficult if you're a fan or a journalist, you don't know all the circumstances or how decisions are made. But Cyril, yeah, first you have the story that Danilo get a really severe injury and will be out for all season. So he's out for months already. So before Cyril and Dani were alternating and both playing. We get Fabio into the building, but we needed Fabio last couple of weeks, last months also on the wings, because we had a lot of injuries there. And Cyril played a lot of minutes. So look at all the top teams in the world, all the teams that play that many games that we are playing. There's a lot of alternation with the offensive players, because you need this freshness, you need this, this to show your quality. If you don't have this freshness, everything goes a little bit slower and you don't create the chances anymore. So that's the reason also why I didn't start with Cyril on Wednesday. Kemar is also somebody who's been out really long time, and several times the last couple of years, so he's lacking also rhythm. So it's all the time making this puzzle, when to use who, and because of that Cyril was more fresh today, and he could show his quality more than when you are tired, if you play every 3 days, and you give that much effort also for the team, because he's somebody who's working really honest and really hard for the team with and without ball.
Philippe, Leon Balogun came back into the squad today. He was excellent. Many people say that he was man of the match today. Is that giving you a bit of a headache going forward?
No, it's not a... Yeah, okay. Headache, yeah, maybe, but a nice one. Like I had in the beginning when I came in, because we had at that moment 4 really good centre-backs with Connor, with John, with Leon and Ben. Ben's been injured also a long time. He's coming back now. Misses also game rhythm. Connor did a massive job last couple of months. We've been the best defence, but he looked a little bit tired for me last week. So my idea was to let Leon play on Wednesday to give Connor a breather. But Leon became sick then. So again, circumstances where you need to adapt. So yeah, I know the quality of these 4 guys. I know they're going to push next couple of weeks to be in the team. And if I can have more headaches like that in all the positions, then I'm sure we're going to be really successful next couple of weeks also with all squad.
We spoke on the press conference on Friday about passing and moving the ball. I thought that Mohamed Diamande was fantastic at not only using the ball but actually positioning himself just for wee short, sharp passing, which made a huge difference to how Rangers not only started but kept going. And sometimes when a player comes out of a team, you don't realise what he's given you. And I think many people maybe seen that today from Mohamed.
No, for sure. And it's a good assessment you make. That's why also it's a really big credit towards recruitment team. Because without budget, finding somebody with his qualities in January, it's a huge task. A young player, I said also from the beginning, this will not be his last stop, he will go higher up. So he's somebody with a lot of quality, but a lot of mentality also, a lot of personality also, to do the right things on the field. So yes, we missed him last couple of weeks after the Celtic game. And it's also because other players like Tom Lawrence, Kieran Dahl, Nico Raskin were guys who came out of injury and lacked rhythm, because they did also a really good job before. So I'm looking forward now to these last weeks of the season, that everybody's going to compete for spots in the team, to start, to be on the bench, to be in the squad. So I'm looking forward to that everybody's going to push in all squad, and then our level's going to rise again. It works like that.
A big team performance from Rangers today, including the bench. They all knew what had to be done, and they did indeed get the job done with a 2-0 success against Hearts. Let's get reaction from the Rangers dressing room.
Cyril, two goals today, a man of the match performance. You must be very pleased.
Obviously. When you can go to a final with Rangers, you're always pleased and delighted. It was not easy, but we got the job done.
How important was it to start the match on the front foot and to get that early goal?
Well, I think we started very well with our game, and then to get this goal, that gives you an advantage for the rest of the game. They have to come, so you get more space, and I think it was a good moment to score the first one.
Talk us through that first goal. It was obviously a good play, determined play from James Tavernier, and a good assist from Todd Cantwell as well.
You said it for me. I think there's a fall on Tav, but he doesn't stay down. That's something the gaffer also mentioned, like, after a fall, don't stay down. We get up again. We try to play the ball. He played the ball to Todd. Todd had a lovely assist, and then I had a little bit of work to do in the box, but I could eliminate one defender, and then a good finish, I think, with left foot.
Yeah, coming back into the side today, obviously important to get that opening goal, even for your own confidence as well, just coming into this game.
Obviously. We know there are important weeks coming up, and then this performance, this qualification for the final is huge for us. But it's only the beginning. We want more than just the qualification for the final. We want to win the final as well.
Okay. Can I get your thoughts on the performance overall today?
Like I said before, it was not an easy game. It was not a clean game. It was we had to work, we had to fight, we had to run. You can see it also at the end, when the spaces got big, everybody had to go, but I think we put our heads down, we worked hard for it. We showed quality on the ball as well, we let them run from left to right side in moments. And you see, when we do that, then it's really difficult for them, and I think that's something that should give us confidence for the rest of the season, for the next games.
Yeah, in big games like this, it's often important to be patient as well, and the team defended very well as a unit today.
No, that's it. I think it's a very good clean sheet. Players like Leon Balogun, who come in the team after a while, and you see immediately he's there today. But also Jack Butland was amazing, all of our defence. So I think it's a well-deserved clean sheet for them as well.
The second goal was so important from the team, of course, and you managed to get it. But again, good play from Todd, and very unselfish play from him as well.
No, I said it on the pitch as well. The two goals are, I think Todd played a really big part in it, and I'm happy for him as well. That he gets the assist as well, and the first one was well saved by their goalkeeper, but then I could get the rebound, and with a small touch and then a finish, it went in. So it was also a good moment again, because they were pushing a little bit, but then you killed the game a little bit.
You had a couple of moments after scoring the second goal where you could maybe have got your hat trick. Is that maybe a wee bit frustrating you didn't manage to get that third goal?
Obviously everybody wants to score a hat trick, but I think it says something as well that when I had the chance, I had a good chance with the left foot, and I passed it. I think for me, it doesn't matter who scores the goal or who gets the praise. I want everybody to score. I want just to win games. And if the hat-trick is not here today, it will be there in the future for sure. So I'm not worrying about that.
And what does this do for the squad now? Obviously, they've got an Old Firm final to look forward to, but the focus obviously returns now to the Scottish Premiership and these important games coming up.
That's it. We know what's coming. I said before, we have a team that has experience with these games. It's like there's a new competition starting next weekend, and we're ready for it. And I think this was a game we had to get through, which was not easy, and took some energy out of us as well. So we get now a good week of rest, and then working towards these playoffs.
Dio, you must be delighted today. You played your part in a very big win for Rangers.
Yeah, I'm very happy. First, because we are into a final, and that was the most important thing. And I'm also happy to get back with the squad, get some minutes here.
Yeah, coming back into the side today, can I ask you first and foremost how you feel just right now?
I'm feeling very, very happy with the team performance and with some individual also, with Cyril scoring 2 goals, bringing us to the final, and I'm happy to see him score again, and I'm happy to see the team do what we can do best, and that is like playing our best football, how the manager wants us to play, and winning also, yeah.
This is your first experience of playing at Hampden. How much did you enjoy that?
It was amazing to see the fans again, and I'm really grateful that they came and we gave them what they wanted, to be in a final, and yeah, we are going to go again, yeah.
How important today was it to start the match positively and to get that early goal, of course?
Yeah, that was the plan, because you know, when we start strong, then the game is gonna go our side, and I think the first 30 minutes we were controlling the game, we pushed very much, we were into the duels, and we were winning a lot of balls, we were playing forward, we were creating a lot of chances, so it was good to get the early goal. Yeah.
How much did you enjoy today playing alongside John Lundstrom and of course Todd Cantwell? Todd got his 2 assists today, but you seem to link up very well today.
Yeah, they are amazing players, and I'm happy to play with them. I can just be myself when I'm around them, because yeah, I just want to play football and good football, and I think they also understand the game, so we just play around and make the team better. That's the most important. Yeah.
The team scored 2 very good goals today, but of course they had to be patient at times to get that second goal. Was it just important just to keep the patience and obviously just to try and keep working hard to keep the ball?
Yeah, like we got our first goal and that was good, but then you know how this game goes, we want to kill the game as soon as possible, so the second goal was as important as the first one, so we were pushing very hard to get the second goal, and eventually we got it, so that was good, and we were chasing for more and more. Yeah.
I'm sure the team were very frustrated with recent results, of course. Just what does this result today do for the confidence of the group?
Yeah, it brings the confidence really, really high. And as you know, we have six more important games to go. And this is a very good result. And players are happy, and they can see if they work hard and if we do what we want to do, play our style, then we can dominate. So we are going to take it one game at a time now, and we are just going to give everything we can, yeah.
And of course, an Old Firm final now, something for everybody to look forward to.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, when is the final? On the 25th, and that's the last game of the season, so that is away. So now we are thinking of the next game, which is St. Mirren, so we are going to go for that first, because we are going to look at the 25th one later. We just need to take game at a time and give everything we can to be where we need to be, you know, to make the fans happy, to achieve our goals, to be successful, yeah. And we're going to do that one game at a time, yeah.
Todd, how does it feel to help the team obviously get to the Scottish Cup final, an Old Firm final to look forward to at Hampden?
Yeah, that was the plan. The plan was to come here and win, and mission success so far. So, we're excited to get to another final.
What did you make of the overall performance today from Rangers overall?
I think we started well. The early goal helped us. Obviously, we had a tough week. We don't need reminding of that. So to start the game well like that, I think the first half was a pretty dominant display. They're a decent enough side, so in the second half, they had a little bit of a spell. But again, you know, it's up to us to show our quality in certain moments, and I think we did that today.
Did it surprise you early in the game? You really seemed to find these wee pockets of space at the start of the match.
Yeah, it did a little bit. It wasn't something that I was expecting to have that much space at times. You know, obviously positionally, and you know the way that we set up, we try and get me on the ball. Sometimes it's harder than other times because teams tend to drop off against us, so it's difficult. Obviously Hearts came here today to press us, and I think we're really confident and comfortable on the ball playing out, and I think that really shows in games like today.
Perhaps after the last couple of results, how important was it to get that early goal, just to maybe give the team that wee bit of confidence going into the match today?
Yeah, I think it's important. I think, you know, I don't think any team would ever turn down an early goal. You know, it puts you in a good position. Like I say, I think it steadied us a little bit, and it made us a little bit calmer, maybe in the way that we played. The fans were a little bit easier with us as well. So, no, I was really happy the first half.
2 excellent goals, of course, today from Cyril Dessers. 2 excellent assists from yourself. So you must be very pleased with that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've said it time and time again. You know, I'm in the team to try and make things happen. You know, the way teams set up, sometimes it can be difficult. But it's my responsibility to try and find a way, and today I did.
For the second goal in particular today, did you have any thoughts of taking it on yourself?
Yeah, it was in my head the whole time, to be honest. I heard and saw Cyril running out of the corner of my eye. And if I'm being completely honest, at that point, I hadn't had a chance to look up and look at the goal. So I heard him, saw him and thought, please, Cyril, come and score this. But no, to be honest, I think in situations like that, I think I'm quite unselfish. I think I always look for the pass, but in a smart way. You know, I think they were all thinking I was going to shoot, so setting it to the side, he had a free shot on goal. I just wish he had scored first time round.
How pleased were you for Cyril today, coming back into the team, of course, to get his two goals? Had several chances and he creates a lot of chances as well. He's an unselfish player, so good to see that today.
100%. You know, Cyril will always work hard. He will always do what he's in the team to do. Listen, his numbers speak for himself. You know, there's a lot of talk about Cyril and the way that he plays, and you know, sometimes does it complement us the way that it should? And I think today's like today is just the evidence and the factual evidence that you need for it. You know, he's great for us. He works hard. He's a fantastic lad around the changing room, and he scores goals.
Yeah, and getting the second goal, of course, in front of the Rangers fans, it's important. It's important for them to get back to a final again. But they were great again today.
Yeah, no, they were fantastic. Like I said, the early goal really helped us. I think it helped them as well, if I'm being honest, because, you know, like I said, last week was disappointing, and there's no one more disappointed than the players in there than they were. So we understood that today there was only one outcome, and that was us winning the game.
Yeah, and just finally, how much are you looking forward to the challenges coming up now? Obviously, as the focus returns to the Scottish Premiership.
Yeah, we've got finals every game now, because, you know, we have to win every single game. And if we do, we'll be in a good place at the end of it.
We mentioned cup final, parking the Scottish Cup for the moment, which will be the cutting down on the season. But there are five league games to go now after the split. It starts next Sunday at St Mirren. Rangers need to dig deep, find adaptability and just ways to win.
Yeah, listen, dig deep's the way. The boys probably had to go to the well today. You could see tired legs out there, and probably at 1-0, you just never know how the game's going to go. And in the flick of a coin, you know, a wee bit of brilliance with Todd Cantwell puts the ball in Dessa's path, and he manages to get the second bite in and put the game to bed, really. It's all about winning, Tom, really. These last few games, it's can you put yourself in a position that you make the opposition have to win all of theirs? And what a brilliant showcase it would be when this Old Firm game comes up in a few weeks' time, that it could be winner takes all.
How big a shot in the arm is it for the players and the fans, the way the Rangers bounce back today against Hearts?
I think that's what they want to see. The natural thing is, when you're a fan of this football club, when there's any disappointments, it's like a weak hangover, really, and you're desperate for that next game to come. And probably human nature is you always expect more and more and more. I think the boys have come up trumps today. I don't think it was the brilliant, brilliant performance that the manager would have loved to have seen, like the one that they had at Ibrox when they took Hearts for five. But I certainly think there was loads of good bits. And it was a wee test of character, because a lot of people would have ripped Rangers off today. People would have wanted to see them fail. And the boys have stood up to it. And it can only, winning games can breed confidence, and it can only hopefully push them back in the right direction.
Lost six goals in two games, but the last two games back-to-back, clean sheets.
Yeah, and when you play at this club, Tom, you know better than anyone, you're always there to get shot at. There are always people want to criticise you, there's always people want to see you fail, but the best thing about being at this club is you get the opportunity to win the next game, and that's what the boys have done. They've now got a National Cup final to look forward to, albeit, as you mentioned, you know, there's league business to take care of as well, and there's five massive games coming up, followed with a cup final. It's what being a Rangers player is all about for me.
It's a mouth-watering prospect. Kevin Thompson joining us on the official Rangers podcast.
You are listening to the official Rangers podcast, your place for post-match reactions, press conference, and exclusive content from the Rangers team.